The world's largest manufacturer of major home appliances has a sure way to make certain its corporate trainers know the product. Some new employees at Whirlpool are taking part in reality-based training. It's an offbeat way to learn how to operate and eventually sell the appliances. From Benton Harbor, Michigan, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
A few months ago, Ryan DeGraffenried wasn't much different than many other young bachelors. For the 23-year-old from Branson, Missouri, the kitchen was alien territory. And the laundry room, well, that's just where the red clothes sometimes got mixed in with the whites.
When I was growing up, you know, I kind of figured out how to do laundry. You know, you throw it in, you push a button, put a little detergent in there. But I didn't know all the things that go along with it.
But that was then. This is now.
This machine has catalyst cleaning action, and so it takes away all the need to pre-treat anymore. It basically takes the stains right out of the fibers.
Now DeGraffenried can tell you what to do and what not to do with your washing machine or any other Whirlpool appliance. He's one of 8 new employees who are taking part in this most unusual training program. The group, all young, hip, and personable, are brought together to live for almost 2 months in a large home near company headquarters in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Ultimately, they'll become trainers for employees selling Whirlpool products at retail outlets. During their time in the house, they'll master Whirlpool refrigerators and dishwashers, learn to cook with microwaves and convection ovens, and experiment with different types of fabrics and stains. DeGraffenried says he was excited to be part of this.
It's a very unique program, and I knew I couldn't get training like this anywhere else to help me, you know, do a job.
The trainees have a couple of weekends off, but for the rest of the time, they're together at the house, cooking, cleaning, and learning to make a sales pitch to the rest of the group.
One of the great features, and you can tell your customers, benefits of this refrigerator is that it's got the spill-proof slide-out shelves. So when you spill...
Trudy Castillo says she'll practice her pitch for hours on end in front of the other trainees. With an easy smile, the 23-year-old from Puerto Rico says it's better doing it that way than trying to learn from videos. Castillo says some of the other trainees could provide untarnished input, particularly when it comes to the kitchen appliances.
We're going to cook the eggs in the microwave, actually.
Every night we team up, two of us will make dinner, and it's grueling sometimes. You're learning how to use the product, which is great. You know what? I can go to any company and learn about the product, but who's going to set you up in the house and make you use it every single day? You live it, you breathe it, you eat it. You know, and when you go out there, you know it.
Castillo and the other trainees say working with the appliances will give them an advantage when they meet sales representatives from the major retail outlets, because they'll sense they've used the product. Still, Sonia Marciano, a professor of management and strategy at Northwestern University, says putting trainees together in a house for so long just to learn about appliances is a bit extreme.
You have the advantage of saying, who could know more about the products than these people we've put through this rigorous training process? But I think the other side of it is the kind of person that would accept that arrangement. They want somebody probably who's going to complain a lot less about working the, you know, the longer hours and not having outside distractions.
But Whirlpool trainer Jerry Fanslow looks at it differently. He says the program helps the participants because they are young.
Several of them just out of college, so they don't have a lot of experience with the appliances. If they absolutely have credibility, they're going to be able to sell this product much more so than if they hadn't. And this gives them that credibility.
Whirlpool officials hope that credibility will translate to sales as the young recruits move out of the test house and into the real world to train sales staff at retail shops around the country. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Benton Harbor, Michigan.